Chevra, we spoke all about Chanukah in the long shir. We have to talk about the parsha, although the parsha was in the Chanukah Torahs in very, very real ways this week. Just as you saw it on the parsha, I'm not sure I saw this. I couldn't believe my eyes. I don't remember ever seeing, I don't know if some of the Chevra saw this in other places. I was learning some Kedushas Levi earlier today. And the Torah we're going to share was introduced with an introductory, paragraph written by Rabbi Yisrael, the son of the Kedushas Levi, who was his successor. And Rabbi Yisrael writes that, "I know from my father he wanted that when I'm put together, when I write the Kedushas Levi," it was written by his son, "when I write the Kedushas Levi, that I should include my own Torah. And I should have some of my own Torah in the Kedushas Levi. And therefore, Chalila, that I shouldn't listen to what my father wanted. So I'm including some of my own Torah. And these are pieces from Rabbi Yisrael, the son of the Kedushas Levi." And he had all these just different pieces discussing the Shalshelas of Vayima Ein. The Shalshelas that's on top of Yosef HaTzadik's refusal to run away from Eishes Potiphar. But first of all, before I share the Torah, I was so enthralled by that. I was so lifted up by that. Such a beautiful yesod. That imagine that this child knew him, that his father wanted, that when he writes the Torahs of his father was the Hele Kedushas Levi. His father was Mamish, the Manigah Olam. His father was Tzadik Yesod Olam, was a Malach in this world, and was clearly looked up to by the whole world. And he knew his father charged him with a mission, not just to write his Torah, but that he should include his own Torah. You know what an incredible father that was? The father was basically telling him, you're special also, and I want you to bring out all of your special talents. And was telling him how Kaddish he is. So beautiful. So incredible. Such a beautiful role of a father to not just invest in children, but bring out the best of his children and tell his child how special you are. So this Shalshelas, this strange trop that we find just in a few times in all of Torah. So he explains that the Shalshelas is clearly some level of a connector and connection. The Shalshelas is a chain that brings connection. And the Shalshelas we know is Shalosh, is three levels. Right, three times. So it's representing three ksharim, three connections. So I wanted to say, based on that, maybe it's to represent Yisrael Kuchabrichu Vereisa Chadi. That what gave Yosef Tzadik the koyach to refuse the temptation was a connection to Hashem through his connection to Torah. We know famously, he sends eventually Yaakov Avinu, the Golos, the wagon, to say that he remembers the last Torah. They learned Torah was with him the whole time. When you're connected to Torah, because you're connected to Torah, you're connected to Hashem. Because the embodiment of Hashem in this world is in the Torah. Yisrael, Kuchibrich, V'rei, Zichadi, us, God, and the Torah, the three units that are always interconnected, are perhaps the Shalshalas. And that gives us the koach to refuse any Yetzirah. That was one level I wanted to say. But then he said something so deep, and I'm just can't stop thinking about it, and I want to share my take b'avoda from it. So he says that a Shalshelas is like a lot, if you look closely, is like a letter Lamed. Like a letter Lamed, but a Lamed a few times. What's Pshat? Why a letter Lamed? That basically, a Lamed represents David HaMelech. The Mishnah in Avos, at the end of Avos, said there are 30 milos that a malchus is nicknessed with. A malchus is nicknessed with 30 milas. So the 30 is a lamed. David is the melech. So the lamed represents David HaMelech. And what do we know by David HaMelech? David HaMelech is the melech, and David HaMelech needed three tzaddikim to give him the Zohar. It's a different drachim that go to this. But David HaMelech wasn't supposed to live at all. And one idea is that Adam Rishon gave him his years, but there's another idea in the Zohar that the 70 years of David HaMelech were given to him by Avram, Yaakov, and Yosef. The Zohar goes through that. Avram was supposed to live 180 years, but lived only 175 years. So 5 years were given to David HaMelech. If he lived 175 years, so Yaakov should have lived 175 years. But how long did Yaakov live? 147 years. So what's 175 minus 147? 28. He lived 28 less years. Those 28 years were also given to David HaMelech. So we have 33 years given to David HaMelech. If Yaakov lived 147 years, Yosef should have lived 147 years. How long did Yosef live? 110 years. So he had 37 years left. So Yosef gave 37 years to David HaMelech. Yaakov gave 28 years to David HaMelech. Avram gave 5 years to David HaMelech. That's 70 years. So you had three tzaddikim, Ashal Shelis, of tzaddikim that gave their years to David HaMelech, who David is the lamed of the Shalshelis. That's what he wants to say. And therefore, the Ve'amein is Yosef HaTzadik is what? What does that mean? Listen to what Rabbi Yisrael says. He says that Yosef HaTzadik somehow through Ruach HaKodesh knew he's going to give years of his life to David HaMelech. So some of David HaMelech is an incorporation of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik said to himself, I'm going to give my years to David HaMelech and he's going to have years of an individual who's defiled himself with this woman. God forbid, Chas Shalom, I have to stay Kaddosh. And that gave him the chizik to be strong. But I want us to take it one step further, and I think this is what Pshat was maybe in this Torah. In this Shalshelas that gave him the koyach vayimain, the Shalshelas, which is that lamed, which represents David, and the three tzaddikim that gave the life to David, but specifically Yosef, who gave his life to David, that knowledge of giving his life to David gave him the strength to stay away from the taiva. Maybe as well, David Melech represents Malchus. And that's exactly it. When do we fall prey to our taiva? When we're not in control. When I lack self-control. What is it to be a melech? I'm a king. I'm in control. We're mamleches kohanim. We all have malchus to us. So when Yosef HaTzadik remembered, wait a minute, I'm mekusher to David HaMelech. I'm giving years, I'm giving the most years, more than Yaakov, more than Avram. I'm giving the most years to David HaMelech. That means I have a connection to Malchus, and that's what Yosef HaTzadik was second in command. He had a Malchus-tik position. He said, if I'm a Melech, I'm in control. I don't give in to my temptations that control me. I'm in control and I'm running away. Vayana Zachutza. However, we need to have that control. The control of a melech. We have to have Yisrael Chutzavich of Raisa Chadi. We have to have the foundation of a connection to Hashem through Torah. But we got to be a melech. And a melech means I'm in control. I'm not losing control to all the areas of darkness that pull me to the lowest of places. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we should have that control. And be zoichet a life of Kedusha, a life of Brach, a life of Simcha. And to our zoichet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipes away any taiva and any difficulty with Bias Mashiach, with Gula Shlema. Mashiach Zakeinu B'mehir Imeinu. Everyone should have a beautiful Heilige Shabbos Kodesh Lichtige Chanukah. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, 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 Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh
Oy ala nisim, vi ala porkan, vi ala kuros, vi ala chuvas, vi ala mela moshe, asisa la moshe. Oy bala me vaymas bala se.
Oh, yeah,
I'm a man, 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 I'm a man